Hello. Good morning, everybody. If you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to read from verse 1 to 23. But let's just pray first. Father, Lord, we just gather today, Lord, so hungry and grateful for you, Lord. And just give us hungry hearts, Lord, that would only be satiated by you, God. And even now as we read your word, Lord, I pray that this word would be living food for us. And just, we are so open to you, Lord, and just be free to teach us and speak to us and convict our hearts today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and I just pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to kind of start, I'm going to read, but I'm going to like pause at certain places. So let's start from verse 1. Matthew 13, starting at verse 1. That day, Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell in the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. So let's just pause for a second. So Jesus by the sea, and he gets into a boat to start preaching, basically. The boat is his pulpit. And if you can imagine, he's really set up things beautifully, right? Because the crowd is staying on the beach, looking at Jesus on a boat, and the background is just like, you know, beautiful water, open water. So a great setup. And it's kind of funny because the situation, everything's like a little different. You know, I guess that's what Jesus does, right? But, you know, traditionally you would go to synagogue, but instead they're having this service outside. And rather than like us, I'm standing up here, all of you guys sitting, it's actually, for whatever reason, Jesus is the one who's sitting and everyone is standing. So I'm sure everyone's paying a lot more attention because they can't, you know, rest or fall asleep or whatever. And he shares about the parable on the sower and the soil. So there's four types of soils that are mentioned. The first soil is the one that's beside the road. So it's like a paved road, basically. And of course, when any sort of seed lands on the hard road, because it's hard, it doesn't grow, right? And it also and then birds come and just swoop up and take the seed. So hard road. The next soil is rocky places. So it's not just, in my mind when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's rocks. And like, why would it even grow on rocks? Isn't rocky places the same as just hard road? But actually what it's saying is there's a flat bed of rock, and on top of that rock is soil on top. So it's like a thin layer of soil. So what happens is this soil, because it's so thin, the soil is a lot warmer than normal soil, because what happens is, I guess, the rock, when the sun comes on, the rock like retains the heat, and then so this soil is very warm. So what happens is when the seeds go on this type of rocky soil, it sprouts up very quickly, right? But because there is not a good foundation underneath, and there's just rocks, obviously it can't maintain that growth, and then eventually withers away. And then the third soil is mentioned as a soil that is full of thorns. So this type of soil is soil that is too fertile. Basically, everything is growing in that type of soil, right? So I guess we're not so familiar with thorns, but we're probably very familiar if you've, you know, grew up anywhere with a backyard or lawn, is weeds, right? Weeds are sprouting up. And this is no good because other things are growing as well, not just what you're planting. And then the fourth soil is soil that is not too fertile, where weeds would and thorns would grow, but just the seed. So that's and also so that would be the ideal, right? And the result of this is a harvest that happens that would be very fruitful. So those are the four types of soils that Jesus mentions in this parable. So let's continue reading from verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart in return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.'" Let's pause there. So off the bat, the disciples, because right now Jesus is talking about soil, right? That's it. So the disciples ask Jesus, "Why do you speak in parables?" Have you guys ever also questioned, like, oh, why all these parables? Why couldn't Jesus just be very direct in explaining what he's trying to explain? Why the parables, right? And that's what the disciples are also wondering. And Jesus addresses it by saying three things, okay? So the first thing is in verse 11, he says, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted." So what he's saying is, he's trying to communicate, I guess, kingdom things to some people, not everybody. That's pretty much it. And on first hand, you might think, oh, why so exclusive, right? Why doesn't Jesus just share his kingdom purposes with everybody, right? But, and you might go, oh, is that the kind of, you know, Jesus that we have? But of course, we always have to always remember that we have a God who is full of love. So then, the second point that he makes is verse 12, "For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." So this saying, God's truth, if you, in his word, if you embrace it, then you will be blessed, and there will be more and more and more. But on the flip side, if you don't receive it, then things essentially get worse and worse and worse. And again, first, it seems like God's so exclusive. He doesn't share his truth with everybody. And now it seems like, oh, you know, if you don't do what I say, then, you know, you punish me, basically. But that's really not the case. I think the best example I can think of is, for whatever reason, is when things, we don't have a full understanding of it, and God tells us to do, then, and things go bad or whatever, it's harder to be completely obedient to it. What I mean is, that wasn't very clear, but what I mean is, for example, just example of, you know, don't have sex before marriage, right? And I know that's clear, but for many people, they're like, oh, but why? Like, you know, we care about each other, and, you know, we're committed, and we'll get married eventually, so, they don't understand fully, right? So when, you know, if they, and then there's this part where if they do it and things go bad, they're like, oh, like, this is God's punishment. Versus, for something very, very simple would be fire, right? I tell Janella, don't stick your hand in fire, right? And if you don't, you'll be blessed because you'll be safe and you won't be burnt. But if she does stick out her hand in fire and basically go against what I'm saying, then, yeah, something bad will happen. It's almost just like a law, right? Or for every, if you basically don't embrace God's law, you're kind of going against God's law, right? And then, yeah, like, out of his wisdom, oftentimes, he gives these laws, and you become worse off. And then, finally, the explanation for verse 11 and 12, which is why he only shares to some, and why does he share to some? And in verse 13, it says, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. So how do you hear but not hear, and see but not see? Right? Recently at church, we had a sonship series at SP. And some people loved it, and actually majority, I would say like 90% of people loved it, and then a small percentage really didn't like it at all. Kind of like, oh, what's going on? Or another, actually a more obvious one would be even like a series that PSAM did a long time ago on giving and tithing, right? So some people, they hear a message on giving and tithing, and they feel so moved. They're like, oh yes, God is my provider. Everything I have is his. And I just, you know, oh, God is so generous that he's only asking for 10%, right? But really 100%. But other people, like, receive that same message, and they say, why does Pastor Sam want our money? Why does the church always want our money? And that's the thing, right? It's this, everyone in the congregation, they hear the same thing from Pastor Sam. They see the same thing as Pastor Sam preaches. Yet, what they receive is different, right? And you could say, you know, Pastor Sam is just sharing God's truth, right? He really doesn't have an agenda. It's God's truth. Yet, what is the result? The result is, for those who kind of already have a hardened heart, when they receive that truth, what happens to them? Their heart gets even harder, right? Like, that's the reality. If people are not open to receiving the word of God, and you share that truth, even though it's the truth, it actually makes things worse, right? It's not always like, oh, they're disarmed by his word, they feel conviction. It actually gets a lot worse. So the parables are presented by Jesus as it's mercy, right? So that way, for those who are hungry and want to hear the word, they receive the revelation, they receive conviction, and they're moved. But those who are hardened of heart and don't want to hear it and are closed in heart, rather than being all bitter and being even more hard of heart and drawing away even more and going against the word of God. They just hear a story about, I guess in this case, different types of soil. That's it. So that's why Jesus presents the parables. So let's continue at verse 18. And this is the reveal of what the parable is about. So verse 18, hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary, and when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who has the word, and the worry of the world and deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Ah, so that's what the parable is about. So each soil represents one of the four responses we can have when it comes to the word of the kingdom. So the first one that falls beside our hold, it represents someone who's, it could be someone's heart who's really hardened. So whatever, you know, you share, whatever truth you give, they just don't receive it, right? Or they just don't have room in their lives because they're so comfortable for the word of God to be planted. The next one, rocky places. Again, so this was like, it causes the seed to sprout quickly, but there's no foundation. And this is someone you see who's really inspired, right? New Christian, not always new Christian, but, you know, retreat, revival service, so inspired in 1 second, and then next second, burnt out, right? So inspired. Oh, I read it, always a rededication, and then, but it doesn't maintain. Poor foundation, right? And that's kind of goes along with the series we're doing at SP right now, is building a strong foundation. And then next one is the thorns, where the soil is too fertile. Where, you know, the seed is planted, it's growing, but all these other things are growing in your life as well, right? It could be, Pokemon Go, Korean dramas, Facebook, career, relationships, money, things of this world. And those things in itself are not bad, but when they become such a focus, when it becomes such a priority, and it's too much, right? And it's getting in the way with the seed that was planted. And of course, the best one is the good soil. And this is someone who receives the word, right? They're open to the word, and it grows and bears fruit. And it's bountiful, right? And that's the parable of the sower. So, Janella, if Janella could come up. The one thing to notice about this parable is the focus is on the different soils. It's not on the sower. But oftentimes, we will focus on who the sower is, right? Oh, you know, whoever, this person, I went to this church, this person taught, and, you know, they're not dynamic when they share, blah, 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 blah. That's why I'm not growing, right? But here you see clearly the onus is not on who the sower is, but is on the soil, which means it's really on us. It's on us. The type of soil is what will cause the seed to bear fruit. So during this time, we can take a moment to reflect and think, which soil are you? Are you the rocky place? Are you on the hard road? Are you have a soil that's full of thorns and weeds? Or do you really have good soil? And maybe it's just one soil, but it could be multiple, or it can be even all of them, right? So, like beside the road, sometimes we allow the word no room at all in our lives. Like the rocky places, we sometimes have flashes of enthusiasm in receiving the word that can quickly burn out. Like the soil among thorns, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches are constantly threatening to choke out God's word in our fruitfulness. But like the good soil, the word bears fruit in our lives. So Father, Lord, as you share in this with us and share this parable, you know, for those of us here, and I believe all of us here have open hearts and hungry hearts, God, would your truth speak to us? Would our ears be able to hear? Would our eyes be able to see? And would our hearts really be able to understand your kingdom purposes and just your purposes for us, Lord? And speak to us, God, if we're just carrying any of this, I guess, soils that are not good for bearing fruit, Lord. And not only convict us, but also move us into action, Lord, perhaps to lay things down or change things in our lifestyle, or even just transform our minds, God, to conform with what you want, Lord, and to really bring back, put you as the focus, as the center of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mount of glory, demon. I was just suddenly reminded of our men's retreat. And during this men's retreat, we had this guest speaker. And let's just say he was the most dynamic of speakers. And then given that, you know, long day, we're up at 6 a.m. for morning prayer, and then we're, you know, just go, go, go the whole day, all to say, off for many of us, physically, we're quite tired. And I just recall, honestly, not proud of this, but for many of the messages, it was quite difficult for me to really be engaged with what was happening the whole time. And but I remember I was amazed that during our group time, there was this one individual who just everything that he was just sharing, like everything that the speaker shared was just, it was so amazing and really spoke to him and all this revelation. And I thought, okay, maybe it's just this one service, right? But it was like that for every service. And I was just reminded that of that now is because just to, again, we need to assess in ourselves the type of soil and take the onus of it, right? And yeah, even we don't let circumstances affect it, even if we're a little sleepy at times or whatever. But if you're hungry for the Word of God, and if His Word is living, right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If the Word of God is really going to sustain you, then we should always have the alertness and energy to receive it, regardless of how tired we are or whoever the sower is. So let me just pray for us. Father, Lord, just want to, we thank you for this word and the truth. And I really hope that it blessed everyone here today, God, and convicted us, God. And I just want to repent, Lord, for shifting the blame, blaming circumstances, or, you know, even whoever sowing the seed at times for the effectiveness of your word, Lord. But you are the one who always delivers the word, and you always have something in store for us, Lord, that is living and that will give us sustenance, God. So Lord, I just repent, God, and just pray and want to commit to just having a really hungry and open heart, God, without distractions, you know, and just to, and that we would be willing to sacrifice and change the lifestyle, maybe, you know, commit during services to turn off our phones so we won't even be tempted to look at our screens, or you know, not making appointments or commitments that are so close to church where we would feel pressure or rush to leave, Lord. But we could really just take in everything you have, Lord, that every word that you have for us would be planted on good soil, that would just be a blessing to not just ourselves, but also to others, Lord, and it would really bear a lot of fruit, Lord. We thank you. Just pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn to the screens, let's first look and go to community focus. Let's cover those loved ones that we have, friends of loved ones, family, that are going through cancer and also going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's cover those who are loved ones who are sick, but also are in need of knowing Jesus. Let's pray for the healing, and that God would use the healing and other circumstances and other people in their lives to speak truth for open hearts to receive. Let's also cover those who are sick as well. Let's pray for a healing restoration. Let's also pray for jobs, for open doors, for favor as they go, for job interviews as well, and that it would be God who really leads them and would also draw them close to them, draw them close to Him during this time. Go to our Thursday prayers. Let's start with mission focus, Cambodia. Let's cover Grace, Bloom, and even the SP youth team will be in Cambodia, and they're leaving today, this morning, so you can also cover them in your prayers, and they will also be doing something with Bloom as well. And let's also pray for Japan and Pastor Sophia. Pray that she continues to build relationships and to assimilate the culture as well as the language. Let's lift up our prayer and healing ministries, the IP Well and Cascade. Let's pray for anointing and protection, as well as God's leading them in the ministries in terms of vision and direction. Let's also lift up the education ministries, Noah's Ark, led by P. Marin Yiling, SP Youth, P. Nate, and also SPU with P. Ricky and P. Andrew. Let's pray for anointing, for an encounter with God. And again, SP Youth is off a mission trip, so you can pray for their protection and unity of team as well. Let's go to our Thursday outreaches. Let's cover SP Lights and Homie Outreach. Pray for the team, for team unity, that people would really step it up and take ownership of the ministries as well, and for direction for the leaders. Father, Lord, we just thank you for your word today and just your word in general, Lord. Your word really does give us direction and sets us free, Lord. And we understand the word that you have for us is a word that is filled with love and care for us as well, Lord. And just walk with us and help us during as we receive this word so that it could bear much fruit as well, Lord. I just pray for your blessing over everyone here today and your favor. I pray that your presence would be something that people would carry today intimately and be able to really sense how the Holy Spirit wants to lead them, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. And I just pray for that the Holy Spirit, that we would pray for blessing, that our spirit would connect with the Holy Spirit, and that it would lead our body and soul. We thank you, Lord. I pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a good week, and have a great day, everyone. Please feel free to continue to spend time with God.